Hi everyone, and welcome to A Plus English. I'm Erin.
And I'm Winnie.
Okay, Winnie, I have a question for you. Do you go to the gym?
I don't. I should. I try to work out now
Okay.
that I'm pushing older. I'm not gonna
You're
tell.
pushing older.
Yeah,
Okay, I
so I
get
think
it.
I need to work out more.
It is helpful as you get older to work out because as you get older, your body does slow down.
Yeah, don't tell me that.
I don't go to the gym either, so
No?
I guess I'm in the same boat as you, but I do some exercise.
Oh, how do you do exercise if you're not going to a gym?
Well, I just go outside and I
Yeah.
rent a U-bike.
Or you
Or
run?
no,
Do
I don't
you?
run. I
You
don't
don't
like
like
running,
running?
but I do try to walk home from work, which is takes about 25 to 30 minutes, which
That is long.
it's okay. It's about the same time as waiting for the bus and taking the bus.
Yeah, but can you do that in summer? It's like
Yes, I
sweating.
can. I just wear shorts.
It is good for you. It is a workout.
Right. Well, today we're talking about exercise, but not exercise like I do outside, exercise in a gym. So let's find out more about the gym today.
Going to the gym.
Welcome to Picture Dictionary.
Today, we're going to introduce some words you can see in a gym.
That sounds really interesting.
It sure does. Don't you just love learning English words?
Right now, please pay attention and read the words and sentences as loudly as you can. Are you ready?
Yes, I am. Let's get started and have fun.
请在每句朗读后一起跟着念哦。Let's go!
Muscle.
Personal trainer. Weight machine. Weight. Bar.Treadmill. Exercise bike. Dumbbell. Punching bag. Free weights.
Welcome to Fit Gym. How may I help you?
I'm interested in a gym membership. How much does it cost?
There are different membership types with different costs.First, let me ask you some questions. What is your name?
My name is Brian Sparks.
Nice to meet you, Brian. What's your phone number?
It's 512-202-1800.
Thank you. Why are you interested in a gym membership?
I want to build bigger muscles.
Do you want a personal trainer?
If you do, I recommend the top membership.
How much does it cost?
It's 1600 NT dollars each month.
Okay, I'd like to sign up.
Word power!
Gym. Gym. Daryl often goes to the gym.Because he wants to be healthy. Daryl often goes to the gym because he wants to be healthy. Cost, 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 cost. Those shoes look nice. How much do they cost? Those shoes look nice. How much do they cost?Cost, cost. We shouldn't stay at that hotel. The cost of the rooms is too high. We shouldn't stay at that hotel. The cost of the rooms is too high. Type, type. You can see...Many different types of flowers in this garden. You can see many different types of flowers in this garden. Question, question. If you know the answer to the question, please raise your hand. If you know the answer to the question,Please raise your hand.
Okay, today's article is a conversation between Brian and a personal trainer. Mm-hmm. And the personal trainer speaks first. They say, Welcome to Fit Gym. How may I help you?
今天的对话呢是由这个 personal trainer 也就是私人教练开始的 trainer 是从 train 这个字 train 呢它这个我们看过当名词就是火车嘛不过呢在这里当动词的时候就表示训练所以帮你训练的人呢就是 trainer 就是你的教练私人教练啦比如说有很多选手参加比赛呢 ，a trainer 会帮你说啊，今天要做什么运动，今天要做什么训练。So what you do for your workout, how you do it, and how long you do for it.
Okay, so have you ever had a personal trainer, Winnie?
No. From what I've heard, like it's really expensive to get a trainer, right?
Mm-hmm. It is. Okay, well.We couldn't start today's article without talking about the word gym. Now, gym is a noun. It's spelled short. It's a short word, but it's spelled a little bit differently than we're used to. So gym is spelled G-Y-M, gym, and we're going to find out what it is now. We're talking about the noun gym. A gym is a special room or building that you go to exercise.In a gym, you'll see special machines that have weights on them. These help you build your muscles. You'll also see machines that you can run or bike on. These help keep you in shape. Sometimes gyms even have pools, boxing rings, and rooms to do yoga and dance in. Here's an example sentence. Daryl often goes to the gym because he wants to be healthy. One more time.Daryl often goes to the gym because he wants to be healthy.
来到健身房，一定要先学会健身房的英文 gym。这个字乍看有点难念，不过在这里我们注意 g 在这里呢是发 gym， so g gym 不是 gym no、嗯、如果说呢你要比如说练身材啊或者是要练肌肉啊 to build muscles 那你就一定要像例句一样常上健身房另外呢我们也可以说学校的体育馆我们也可以说 gym so we have our PE class at the gym today because it is raining outside
right now in Canada we don't call PE class
no
PE class we call it gym class
啊、嗯、所以也是体育课我们也可以说 gym class、
嗯、okay now let's find out why Brian is at the gym here Brian says I'm interested in a gym membership、
哦、okay Brian 说他有兴趣要加入健身房的会员Member 就是会员组员团体中的其中一份子我们就可以用 member 这个字加上 ship 呢有一种关系的含义所以啊你具有会员关系 then you are one of the members、
mm-hmm. Now do you have a membership to I know you don't have a membership at a gym but any other places?
Maybe grocery stores
Okay、
mm-hmm. Malls
So anywhere you can get a discount
Right, okay
Those are placesYou can have memberships too. All right, now Brian continues talking to the personal trainer. He asks, how much does it cost?
没错，要加入会员，第一个问题一定是像 Brian 一样，要先问一下 cost. 我们可以用多少，这个会费是多少，我们用 cost 来表示。
Okay, right. So Brian is asking the personal trainer about how much the membership costs.
Mm-hmm.
Here, cost is a verb, and it's spelled C-O-S-T, cost. As a verb, we can use it in this way, cost, cost, and cost. It stays the same for present, simple past, and present perfect. Now, let's find out what it means. Let's talk about the verb cost.Cost is a linking verb, and that means we use this word as a verb when we want to know the price of something or how much something is. Here's an example. Those shoes look nice. How much do they cost? One more time. Those shoes look nice. How much do they cost?
Cost 就是花费，刚刚有特别念提到这个 cost 的三态一样都是 cost 哦。另外特别注意啊 ，cost 呢是指事物的花费，所以我们会说 something cost me 多少钱。比如说像刚刚这个例句，你要回答说，哎，这鞋子花你多少钱，就可以说 the shoes cost me $3,000 也就是说 I spent $3,000 on these shoes。所以如果我要把人当主词的时候呢，就可以用 spend。这个动词一样表示花费。
Those are expensive shoes, Winnie. Okay, so Brian wants to know how much money he has to pay for a gym membership.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the personal trainer has an answer for him. They say, there are different membership types with different costs.
哇、wow, 这个教练啊当然是要先回很这个头脑很清楚除了要回答他的答案呢他说诶当然不同的这个会员等级收费也会不一样啦比如说我们可能听过有白金会员有钻石等级会员那这样这个价钱当然会不一样 So there are different costs
Yes, okay, so before we talk about membership types、
mm-hmm.
I'd like to talk about the noun form of cost That's right, cost is also a noun So let's find out more about it nowHere, we're talking about the word cost as a noun. As a noun, the cost means the amount of money you have to pay to do, have, or make something. Now, if the cost of the new shoes is $2,500 NT, then you have to pay $2,500 NT. Here's an example sentence. We shouldn't stay at that hotel. The cost of the rooms is too high.One more time. We shouldn't stay at that hotel. The cost of the rooms is too high.
Cost 我们在就在刚刚我们学它是动词的用法，表示花费。不过呢，在课文这一句呢，我们看到 cost 也有当名词的用法。其实就像例句，我们看到我们常常会跟会用像例句一样用 the cost of something 表示某件事物的费用是多少。The cost of this room 就是说这个饭店的房间的价格费用大概是多少。So there are different types of prices, different prices for different types of membership?
Yes, okay, now let's talk about membership types. The word type is a noun and it's spelled T-Y-P-E, type. Let's learn more about it now. Okay, we're talking about the word type. One type of something is one member of a group of things that are almost the same. For example, we can have types of cars. One type of car is a BMW. There are lots of other types, though. Another example we could use is types of fruit. Mangoes are one type of fruit, apples are a type of fruit, and bananas are a type of fruit, and so on and so on. Here's an example. You can see many different types of flowers in this garden. One more time. You can see many different types of flowers in this garden.
Type 这个名词呢，就是种类的意思。其实你也可以直接代换成 kind， 比如说像文章讲到这个 different types, different kinds of membership， 不同种类的会员，那有不同的收费的标准啦。那另外呢，这个 type 呢，我们可以几乎可以接任何的名词，像例句我们看到 different types of flowers， 不同种类的花朵，或者呢，我们这个基本资料一定要问到 blood type。你的血型，所以呢，我们也可以说 type A, type B, or AB 等等，也就是说你是哪一种人格，也可以用 type 这个字。
Okay, so we have different prices for different types of memberships. Mm-hmm. Now, maybe one type of membership is for people who go to the gym every day.
Mm-hmm.
And another type is for people who only want to do yoga or dance.
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
不同种类的会员会有不同的收费啦。比如说有人想要每天去，但有些人可能一周只能去个一两天。那这样他的收费当然会不一样啦。所以这个很好理解啦。So, is Brian okay with that?
Well, let's find out. First, though, the personal trainer wants to learn more about him to see what kind of membership is best. Here, the personal trainer says, first, let me ask you some questions.
当然没有这么快做决定了啦。当然会像这个我们这个 personal trainer, 这个私人教练呢，他就先问一些基本的问题，看你适合哪样的会员啦。So, what kind of questions are there?
Good question. But before we answer that,we're going to learn more about the word question. It's spelled Q-U-E-S-T-I-O-N, question, and it's a noun. You might know what it means already, but we're going to explain more about it right now. Okay, we're talking about the noun question. A question is a type of sentence that people use to ask things. People ask questions when they want to learn more information. You might know two different types of questions. First,yes and no questions. For example, do you like cats? Yes, I do. And open questions. Open questions are questions that aren't answered with yes or no, like this. Why do you like cats? I like cats because they're cute. Here's an example sentence. If you know the answer to the question, please raise your hand. One more time.If you know the answer to the question, please raise your hand.
Question 就是问题，是个可数的名词。任何疑问都可以用 question 这个名词。甚至啊，像这个问句后面的问号也是 question mark。那这个如果你要问问题的话呢，我们可以搭配用 to ask a question。那要回答问题就是 to answer a question。那例句呢 ，answer 就是当名词，表示对你知道这个问题的答案的话，请举手。So, what kind of questions does he want to know?
Okay, well, here's what.The questions are, first one, very easy.、
Mm-hmm.
What is your name?
这个一开始学英文一定要知道这句话吧。一开始就要先知道你的名字啊。我们用 what 这个疑问词当做这个来询问事物。如果啊要问说诶要怎么问呢 ?Let's go to Magic Box to learn more.
Magic Box, 找亮点。
作为弑神者诞生，天生神力，只为正义发声。加上我过人美貌，我就是正义联盟的一点红，战场里的花朵，神力女超人。张颖说过，美丽的容貌在乱世中就如同带着金银财宝逃命。我的美貌也常吸引一些不识相的男生跟偶搭讪。What's your name? What's your number? 哈，每次都是这几句，你烦不烦啊？今天就让我来教你怎么活用 what 这个疑问词咯。 哦，作为呢 WH 开头的这些疑问词的老大呢 ，What 可是常常被用来询问事情、物品的咯。我们呢句型是 What 加上 be 动词，再加上你要问的东西了。例如呢，我们开头说到的搭讪神句，哎，有没有注意到都是使用 What 开头的哦 ？What's your name？ 你叫什么名字啊 ？What's your name？My name is Diana. 哦，你呢就可以直接回答这个句子，直接回答你的名字是什么。当然呢，如果你不好意思直接问本人呢，你也可以问旁边的人呢。哎，那个女生叫什么名字啊 ？What's the girl's name? What is the girl's name? 哎，那个女生叫什么名字啊？当然只要到名字也不能干嘛，你要上网去审他吗？还要审很久诶。当然呢直接跟他要电话咯。What's your number? 你的电话号码是多少呢？ What's your number? OK, my phone number is 09000000. 诶，不行啦，万一呢你们都想打给我怎么办？毕竟呢出门在外又有我这样的美貌，当然不能够轻易透露我的电话号码咯。What 开头的疑问句呢还可以用在很多情况哦，绝对不是只是用来搭讪的咯。如果你想要问那个东西是什么，诶，很简单，只要套用我们刚刚说的句型咯。What 加上 be 动词再加上你要问的东西就好了。What is that? 那是什么东西？好了，不跟你讲，我要赶快走，免得那些不识相的男生又要追上来咯。
Okay, welcome back. I think we all know how to answer this first question.
Yeah.
Here, Brian says, my name is Brian Sparks.
好啦 what's your name? 这个大家应该都要知道怎么回答。回答可以说 my name is blah blah blah. 所以 Brian 就回答自己的名字啦。
Okay, now he uses his first name and his family name when he answers that question. But the personal trainer doesn't need to call him Brian Sparks.、Mm-hmm. Here, the personal trainer says...Nice to meet you, Brian. Here's our second question. What's your phone number?
哇，这个教练非常有礼貌哦。他说 Nice to meet you. 像我们第一次见到人啊，可以用这句来表示，哎，很高兴认识你。另外啊，如果我们听到的话呢，我们也可以回说 Oh, nice to meet you too. 表示哦，我也很高兴看到你。下一个问题呢，就是要问 Brian 的电话号码。
Okay, now another easy question. I think、mm-hmm. we all know how to answer、yep. this one too. Here Brian says it's 512-202-1800. Here I'm using O,、mm-hmm. I mean zeros.
Ah,、mm-hmm. I have another question.
Okay.
I've also heard people say 512.Is that common?
Not in the US or Canada.
No.
No, you would, if you're saying a phone number, you almost always say just the individual
okay,
numbers.
Got it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now there are both questions that you will have to answer if you want to sign up for a membership, your name and your phone number.
Yep.
But here's another important question. Now, this is an open question. The personal trainer asks, thank you.Why are you interested in a gym membership?
接下来就是很核心的问题啦。Be interested in something 这个片语很常见，表示对某件事物感兴趣。后面呢，我们就加名词。所以教练就问说，诶，为什么你对这个加入健身房，为什么会有兴趣加入呢？
Okay, well, let's find out how Brian answers. Here, he says...I want to build bigger muscles.
Ah, some people might want to join a gym to stay healthy.、
Mm-hmm.
但是呢，这个 Brian 他很直白啊，他就是说我想要有更强壮的肌肉，更精实。我们用 build muscles 来表示打造肌肉。Can I say grow muscles?
No,
right?
No. Okay, because you already have muscles, you're not going to grow them. You're going to build them. You're going to make them bigger.、
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, so Brian wants to be strong. Now, that's a good reason to go to the gym. Muscles are the part of your body that help you move around. Okay, here's another important question. And this will help the personal trainer decide what membership type Brian should have. So he asks, do you want a personal trainer?
有些人上健身房就是想要自己用用器材啊，或者去游泳啊，上团体的课。所以啊，这个教练就问说，诶，如果你有兴趣想要找这个私人的教练吗？如果有的话，可能价钱会不一样。So it's an important question.
It is, and how it will determine how much you want to pay. Now the personal trainer continues by saying, if you do...That's if you do want a personal trainer, I recommend the top membership.
啊，如果你想要找私人教练，那么呢，就建议你找这个高阶，加入这个高阶的会员。
Okay, when you recommend something, you're telling another person something that you think would be a good idea, right?
Mm-hmm. Recommend 就是推荐建议。所以啊，如果你想要加入，你需要有个人私人的教练的话，那就推荐你加入这个比较高阶的会员。
So, what is the top membership?
Top 呢，其实本身有高处、顶端的意思。不过呢，它还有一个形容词的意思，表示高阶的、高级的。So is Brian going to sign up for the top membership?
Well, he's not sure yet. So he asks the personal trainer a question. He says, "How much does it cost?"
Very important question. Actually, probably the most important question, right? 重点就是到底要多少钱呢 ？How much is it?
Okay, well, let's find out. It must be expensive if it's the top one. Here, the personal trainer says it's 1,600 NT dollars each month.
Oh, so in each month 表示每个月 every month or per month. 每个月要1,600块 I think it's not bad. You have your personal trainer. You can use all the machines there.
I guess it just depends how much money you have.
Right. So how does Brian think of this?
Well, let's find out. He says, okay, I'd like to sign up.
So, sign up 表示签名、报名的意思。所以呢 ，Brian 就说：“哦，他觉得不错，这个价钱可以接受。” So I guess it's okay with the cost.
I guess so too. Okay, well now that he's signed up, he's a new member of Fit Gym, and he has a personal trainer.
Wow.
Now, unfortunately, that's all the time we have to find out about gym memberships. So let's finish up today with today's review time.
Wait for it! It's review time! 复习时间到喽
Welcome back to review time. Today, I'm going to give Winnie a fill-in-the-blank quiz.
填空 I'm ready.
Okay, number one. How much do these apples blank?
How much? 一定是要问钱。How much cost?
Yes. Yeah. Now, can you use it in a sentence to tell me about the apples? Can you use it as a noun?
As a noun? This is hard. The cost of these apples is $100.
Good. All right. Very good. Okay, here's one more. I want...to work out, so I am going to the blank.
Work out, 我就是今天的重点。想要健身，所以要去健身房 gym.
That's right. Okay, well, you guys can do this too. You can give your friends short little quizzes with these word power words. But today, that's all the time we have time for. So for A Plus English, I'm Erin.
I'm Winnie.
Bye bye.
Going to the gym.
Welcome to Picture Dictionary.
Today, we're going to introduce some words you can see in a gym.
That sounds really interesting.
It sure does. Don't you just love learning English words?
Right now, please pay attention and read the words and sentences as loudly as you can.Are you ready?
Yes, I am. Let's get started and have fun.
Muscle. Personal trainer. Weight machine. Weight. Bar. Treadmill. Exercise bike. Dumbbell. Punching bag. Free weights.
Welcome to Fit Gym. How may I help you?
I'm interested in a gym membership. How much does it cost?
There are different membership types with different costs. First, let me ask you some questions. What is your name?
My name is Brian Sparks.
Nice to meet you, Brian. What's your phone number?
It's 512-202-1800.
Thank you. Why are you interested in a gym membership?
I want to build bigger muscles.
Do you want a personal trainer? If you do, I recommend the top membership.
How much does it cost?
It's 1,600 NT$ each month.
Okay, I'd like to sign up.
Gym, gym. Daryl often goes to the gym because he wants to be healthy. Daryl often goes to the gym because he wants to be healthy. Cost, 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 cost. Those shoes look nice. How much do they cost? Those shoes look nice. How much do they cost? Cost, cost. We shouldn't stay at that hotel. The cost of the rooms is too high. We shouldn't stay at that hotel. The cost of the rooms is too high. Type, type. You can see many different types of flowers in this garden. You can see many different types of flowers in this garden. Question, question. If you know the answer to the question, please raise your hand. If you know the answer to the question, please raise your hand.